Hello, sorry about that. It seems I've bitten off a bit more than I can chew with the subject. So, what was I saying? I was talking about organic food. Let me just get my thoughts gathered. There are actually some useful facts on this little slip of paper here. It says, for example, under soft drinks, I thought this was actually remarkably factual and non-insightful, as in not inciting you to fear. Under soft drinks, it says, organic producers are not allowed to use artificial sweeteners, preservatives and colourings. It doesn't tell you how many are currently used. It doesn't use any pejorative words. It just tells you something that's a useful and interesting fact. That I found a useful one. So let's get back to the main crux of my point about organic food. Organic food is the new eco-friendly. And by that, I mean organic is no longer actually meant as a, or no longer used as a way to describe the way the food was produced particularly. I mean, it is, but what the real purpose of putting it on the packaging is not to tell you that, it's to make you pay more, and it's to make you feel good about what you've bought. It's nothing at all to do with doing good for the environment or doing good for your body. It's entirely to do with charging you more money. And this was exactly the case with eco-friendly products a few years ago. We used to have eco this and eco that and eco the other. And the truth is that they needed the most threadbare excuse of all. Anything they could find that would describe that they could claim was an ecological benefit meant that they were allowed to put the words eco-friendly on there, or eco-something, just to give it the suggestion of eco-friendliness. And this is the big problem I have with science and the way it's treated in the media and by advertisers and just by modern culture. We abuse science to our own ends all the time, and I think because it's twisted in this way, and because people use science in order to try and sell their own agenda or sell their own product, the general public tends to distrust it. And of course they do, because it's being used to lie all of the time. And as a result, I think there is a general drift away from belief in science and away from a trust in science. And I just wish there was some way that we could, those of us that believe in science, and I suspect, given the limited audience that these booze get, probably most of you guys are more scientific-minded than the average. How do we, as a group of people that see that there is, a much more lucid and cogent and trustworthy story behind most science than the press would give you, how do we promote that? How do we tell people that? How do we get the rest of the world back into believing science? It used to be that scientists were revered. It used to be that scientists were looked up to as visionaries and people speaking the truth. And now it seems like, it seems like we're all building atom bombs or we're all trying to raise Frankenstein's monster from the slab or whatever it is. It just seems like that we're vilified now. So anyway, so that's my worry. And I have nothing particularly against organic food. As I say, I prefer the organic stuff to the inorganic stuff. And I just urge you to make your own decision about what is worth buying as organic. Make sure you know what organic means in the context of the particular kind of food you're buying. And don't be taken in by marketing hype. Make your own decisions about things and don't just buy it in order to have bought the one. I'm preaching to the choir here. Sorry, you guys are clever enough to know that this is a marketing tool, but it still bugs me because I think this is the way the general public views it is just as a sort of a salve to their conscience. Okay, that's me done for today. Sorry about the two-parter. I don't normally do that, but it was kind of a big subject and a lot to say. I will catch up with you guys in tomorrow's Napod Pomo Audio Boo. Bye-bye, boobies.